I'm going to ask permission to read question 21C. It says here, a pregnancy may be terminated after the 20th week of gestation period if a medical practitioner, after consultation with another medical practitioner or a registered midwife, is of the opinion that the continuous pregnancy, one, would endanger the woman's life, two, would result in a severe malformation of the fetus, three, would pose a risk of injury to the child. Thank you. This is 2 and 3 in the principal text. So I've just read the principal text.
We cannot have this meeting to proceed as is. It started sometimes in the morning at 10 and it continues. I don't think it's proper. I think we need to have a proper meeting and agree on the manner of proceeding, just on how we are going to deal with it. Because as we are now, we have a professor quoting what was when we are trying to pay. The other officials taking the other things. I think it's not well. For people to suffer, you know. I think we need to address the procedure really, and this application and have informed discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. I was
going to
And also the nothing to say from which they are related to, because in front of us almost the two 21, so they must be specific which ones are they waiting on.
Very, very good.
Amendment Act of 2004. So we requested the portfolio committee to remove 2004 and replace it with 2005. technical errors that we did. And I'm now going to refer honorable members to observe on page 4, that is the old B21. 4, line 45. Line 45, it ends with registered midwife or registered nurse. The implication of this clause, as it is amended, will therefore have meant that registered midwife and registered nurse can also be consulted when the discrimination of pregnancy under the circumstances stated in 2.1c of the principal text. And in the deliberations, Dr. Kaula has stated, in the deliberations of the portfolio committee, it was therefore decided that it should only be medical practitioners and midwives who should be consulted for termination of pregnancy for 20 weeks and upward. So the registered nurses are excluded. So that is stated in the new bill, that is the one that is for the NCOC, the Select Committee, B21G, it will be in page 4, also in line 45, and it will read as follows. The principal act is hereby amended by the substitution of the expression registered midwife, wherever it appears, of the expression registered midwife or registered nurse, except in the circumstances contemplated in section 21C. And this obviously refers to 2.1c of the principal act. So in the main act, once everything has been approved, it's going to be approved. Then the act will, wherever there appears registered midwife, that will be replaced with registered midwife or registered nurse in the principal act, except in the circumstances contemplated in 2.1c of the principal act. And I also have the principal act through you, Professor, you have to read section 2.1c, what it provides for. It says a pregnancy may be terminated after the 20th week of the gestation period if a medical practitioner, after consultation with another medical practitioner or a registered midwife, is of the opinion that the continued pregnancy would endanger the woman's life, which would result in a severe malformation of the fetus, or would pose a risk of injury to the fetus. So, this therefore means that the registered nurse will only be involved in terminations of pregnancy under 2.1a and 2.1b only. Thank you.
The proposed amendment under clause 1 and clause 9. You see, what is disturbing is the fact that why was this not brought under our attention while the bill was with us? Because if you look in terms of the legislative election process, a lot of time has been wasted. Now we must go back to the provinces again. And this is a very simple thing. So I think the department should give us an explanation about this.
I think along the main lines of what I'm going to say, I'm going to say that this is our country. I think this thinking of letters like change of date and the like, this is something about this thing to take your time for me. I'm telling you, this is what I said, I'm going to say, change of date, you know, I'm not, 7 years, I'm not saying something. Substantial substantial. But this other, you're correct. Look, I don't know how to train students where, you know, go to sit here and you know, optimal period of result is when the current change 1998 to 2005 coming to meeting, when you know this money has been wasted, and for all of us, it is a thing. It is considered on a bad thing to address as an incentive. That's what the question was like.
No, mine is on the amended process. You know my concern here, because what else is saying, want to emphasize that pregnancy is like a non-profit to only consultations with a medical practitioner. Now, in the light of which, if you find in rural areas, a doctor comes once after, I don't know how many times. Even our current hospital that we have in the hospital, where a doctor there's a long queue after every day of people who are going to see the doctor. I'm coming to the point where the shortage of some of these aspects that are needed. Is this not actually going to deter the intention of the legislation in making sure that women do access this service if it is discovered, after 12 weeks or that 20 weeks that a woman cannot carry through a pregnancy and you find the doctor is not immediately available or your midwife. I mean, right now they are getting into aeroplanes, they're going to London, Saudi Arabia, and everywhere. They're leaving our own healthcare system. How are we actually going to go? Is there a way we can be able to fight in order to address this shortage, to say this service should continue to be available to people who need them? As much as we say some of these things must be taken by a medical doctor, but are we not disadvantaged? Can't we find somewhere a way where we are also able to make these services to be available in situations where we are not necessarily going to have some of these medical people? I mean, I'm sure registered nurses have gone to an extensive training. In fact, our nurses are well trained in South Africa compared to any other country. For them to actually take first decision to say termination should go through or not. I'm asking you to say, when there are we doing a service to people who are actually need this service? Thank you.
Thank you.
I was born in South Africa and from Cameroon. It's one of the most underdeveloped sections of South Africa, where there's only one hospital and the majority of the people living in the city and they cannot access that hospital. And there are clinics in that particular area. And as famous Google said, doctors do go there on an e-house. At times, doctors are not even able to provide services to more than 10 people. It's not a fiction, it's a right. And I don't want to sound to be a medical scientist or a medical practitioner. I want to raise the fundamental question is to follow up to fix, to say what informed this issue of removing the neck, from the medical scientific perspective. But for me, the legislation should be about accessing services to the people. Yeah? And if that legislation is not able to do that, then that legislation is not there. But the reality is that majority of the people are not able to access doctors. What they keep saying is legitimate, And I am saying maybe it is quite fundamental for me to understand medical rationale, why, the option that has been taken. I'm not merely talking about what Kabila alone, go to Kwakwa, for those people, I'm talking about my province, where it is very difficult for a person to access a doctor, for any sort of illness, Now, how are we going to deal with that? Unless there are fundamental, as honorable now, what I say, and I'm speaking with caution, I don't have to sound a medical scientist, I'm speaking from a point of view of access to services. This is a service that we say our people must access, can we get an explanation on that? I don't want to speak about the morals and the, I've got my own views on this. But I think one thing is raising is legitimate, and it cannot just be willy-nilly. It's fundamental, How is this going to affect our people? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Tuna. Very small is the department to respond on this question. And also welcome Mandela, the member of the committee, Mandela, to the committee. Over to you, the department.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and all honorable members. Maybe before we actually get to the content of the question being asked, our honorable Suleiman, I most understandably apologize for not bringing some of those things to the attention of the committee. But can I also explain how all kinds of things are Madam Chair and honorable members, you will recall the number of issues come down to the presentation before the committee. And sometimes things are raised in the committee that we need to follow up. Now, in the process of redoing and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting, some of the things come in that are not necessarily on the agenda of the committee for the next meeting, which means are not part of what the question is asked by the committee that we need to perform in the subsequent meeting. And therefore, in a number of cases, you will find gone ahead and corrected something that we have even found to be invalid, but then did not have the opportunity to come and raise that with the committee. Or sometimes things were pointed out at the end of the process, which means we never had a committee, then we missed this opportunity to go back to the committee and say this is how we amended this. So we really apologize, but really have no intention to be mischievous or to have an opportunity. It's just that the process takes so long revising and doing every single thing sometimes before the three got back.
Okay.
Obviously, it's undesirable and it's not desirable. But as I say, sometimes you can't plan for it and therefore you can't have a remedy. Because it's something that happens as the process improves and improves and the quality improves and doesn't and we improve from our side and that. So all I can say is that as much as possible, any little amendment, any little change, any little explanation will try to do the things as and when it arrives. That's the best way we can say and that's the best we can do. But unfortunately, sometimes it does happen, though I think that we see it's perfect every time. We try to do our best. We try to do our best. Everything using the government that is new, that is likely to attract the tourism for the community. Madam Chair, Honorable Sigma Chibuku and Honorable Sigma have raised the issue of the exclusion of medical midwives after a certain period of gestation. Fortunately, we have our specialist obstetrics here, Professor Green Thompson, formed from a medical point of view. But I think the little that all of us know is that as Caesar grows, it gets more and more complex in terms of his own physiology and in terms of his process towards being a human being. And it is within that context where the skill required to do a termination at a certain level would be beyond what the nurse has been trained to do. Apart from that, there is also consideration of the reality of a particular level of a health provider in use, and it's defined within the scope of practice of nurses in many cases. It's maybe that at that point, as Professor Thompson has explained, it really does go beyond the scope of training, the scope of practice of the nurse. And I think it relates very closely to the question that says, after 20 weeks, how is this registered? And I think the question is motivated by the recognition that a fetus at 8 weeks is different from a fetus at 12 weeks is different from a fetus at 20 weeks and moving towards the maturity. I think my short answer to that question is that because it is still a fetus, it should be recorded as a determination but anyhow, honorable member, can I just give a hand over to Dr. Thompson just to explain a little bit from the human development aspect, scientific aspect of why it is not, it is risky. I'm not saying it's not impossible. I'm saying it is risky for a nurse to do it. We do appreciate, we are really painfully aware of the seriousness of the lack of access services by some of our communities. And we would like to have a system whereby everybody has equal access. And I do understand, by the way, I come from here with other people. So I know the situation there. And therefore I appreciate, I can empathize with the situation where there is a nurse, but the nurse cannot do the termination. We are waiting for a doctor who will come 3 months, 2 months later, when it is 2 weeks, for whatever reason. We would like to hope that we can improve our referral system such that where higher level professionals are not consistently available to the community, the referral system will allow patients to access higher level service at another place. I know it's still very weak in most cases, our referral system, but that's what we are working towards. Now, the issue is then, should we put a patient at risk by allowing a professional who's not adequately qualified to do a procedure, or rather depend on our rudimentary, maybe better than rudimentary in some cases, or a system that is full of flaws, of referrals. If I take the example of the testosterone in Botabelo, Botabelo is 50 kilometers out of the state, out of Tabanchu, out of Botabelo. 20 from Tabanchu, 54 from Bloemfontein. Now, if I were to make that decision on medical grounds, I would make a decision that says, rather than place the life of the patient at risk by allowing a nurse to do the termination after 20 weeks, I would rather take the risk of a rickety ambulance taking the patient to Tabanchu or to Bloemfontein. Having said that, let me just hand over to Professor Thompson to explain more in detail why such, it is not advisable to have a blanket approval for nurses to do termination of the patient.
that some of the changes that occur as a result of public opinion, public comments, and discussions of the portfolio committee. And I think this is one of them, where discussions from the portfolio committee indicated the issue of restricting to a midwife as opposed to a registered nurse, and that is how it has come. So the process of public opinion discussions of the portfolio committee enriches the bill, and I think the department has to take note of significant input and also accordingly to the benefit of the people of our country. Now, I think that if one looks at the conditions under which pregnancies may be terminated, and you have A, B, and C, and if you look at A, it indicates that termination upon request of a woman during the first 12 weeks of gestation. And I think that it's much easier to terminate a pregnancy in the first 12 weeks, and therefore the safeguards that are put in would ensure that access to the termination of pregnancy is there and the safety of the termination is there so that you're providing quality care. So I think that one would hope that the majority of terminations of pregnancy occur in the first trimester, that is month 12. The second group of 13 weeks to 20 weeks is really a continued pregnancy would pose a risk of injury to the woman's physical or mental health. Two, there exists a substantial risk that the fetus would suffer from a severe physical or mental abnormality. Or three, the pregnancy resulting from rape or incest. Or four, the continued pregnancy would significantly affect the social or economic circumstances of the woman. Now, that is between 13 and 20 weeks, and it becomes a little bit more technical, and you need a little bit of more expertise and experience to be able to terminate a pregnancy between 13 and 20 weeks as opposed in the first trimester. But I think that the bill, as it is, takes that into account, saying that it's a registered nurse who has got the experience and necessary training. So the safeguards are there to ensure the safety of the procedure. But when you come to about 20 weeks now, it says here, after the 20th week of gestation period, if the medical practitioner, after consultation with another medical practitioner or registered midwife, is the opinion that the continued pregnancy, one, would endanger the woman's life, two, would result in a severe malformation of the fetus, or three, would pose a risk of injury to the fetus. Now, recognition of these three criteria needs additional expertise and consultation. And the termination process itself needs a little bit of more expertise and termination. And that is why it has been raised to the level of a medical practitioner and or a midwife as opposed to under 20. And if you look at the general access for termination of pregnancy, the majority would come forward and access termination in the first trimester. So there would be no hindrance with accessing termination of pregnancy. I think when it comes to above 20 weeks, you're doing it for specific reasons. And I think here, to fulfill that the mother's life is in danger, you really need a doctor and a midwife to jointly, or two doctors to jointly access the situation and say, this lady is a severe cardiac, or she's a severe diabetic, or she's a severely hypertensive, and the continuation of the pregnancy is going to threaten the mother's life. But that decision has to be taken by someone who's really got expertise in the area, and that is why it's being brought to the level of a medical practitioner and a midwife. And it doesn't only say one doctor, it says in consultation, so that it safeguards the patient, and it also prevents abuse as well. And then, of course, with a registered midwife, whose skills are really in the same arena as an experienced doctor because of the specialization of that person. And then, if this is going to be carried through, then it needs that level of expertise to do it. Now, if you were to say that this baby's would result in a severe malformation of the fetus, then you can't really say that you need to terminate the pregnancy because it's going to result in a severe malformation, unless you really assess the patient fully, and unless the person who is doing that has got the expertise to do that. And often you need ancillary backup to be able to do that. You need ultrasound so that you can then see that this baby is an anencephalic. In other words, there's no brain developing in the baby. The baby's body is developing, but there's no brain. But you can't really pick it up and be certain if you are not using ultrasound. And that is why you really need a medical practitioner and a second medical practitioner to consult. Because sometimes they doubt with the one doctor that is this really a major malformation. And then he gets a colleague who can either be an experienced midwife or a doctor who can then jointly say, yes, you're on the right path, or no, let's really review the situation and see whether it's really like that, whether this mother's life is really in danger, or whether you can't treat the mother and let the pregnancy continue without the mother really taking, or really, you really need to terminate the pregnancy at that stage because the mother's life is really in danger. So it is useful to have a second opinion. And the second opinion that you require should be one that is commensurate to that person or at a higher level than that person to be able to consult and say what is really in the interest of the patient. So I think that the bill really is ensuring quality of care. It's ensuring that the safety of the people, of the women, pregnant women who are having termination of pregnancy. And I think the challenge of there not being enough doctors in the rural areas, etc., is a commensurate thing that we need to take as a parallel process to see how can we get more health professionals in that area. And I think the department is instituting initiatives of various sorts in that. The most current one is bringing in Tunisian doctors, and obviously it's the OSG, and we hope that the improved conditions, remuneration will keep our doctors so that they don't go to Saudi Arabia and they don't go to the UK or other areas. So, Honourable Chair, I think that I've addressed the questions that were asked, is that it's a balance between access of services, safeguarding the patient, and how do you do that? And I really believe that the bill is doing that, because the majority of terminations will be under 13 weeks, and that is open to everyone. It doesn't need a doctor there. And I think that when you are coming to the borderline area of 13 to 20, there's a bit of more control and safeguards. But then when you come above 20, I think we're really putting in those controls. But the reason for that, it's not going to interfere with the general access to termination of pregnancy to the public, because that is really a small group with specific indications that require special attention and special care to be enforced. Thank you, sir.
There was one thing that came from Honorable Lamuna about the registration of death beyond 20 weeks. If someone is terminated, say, at 24 weeks, the pregnancy is terminated at 24 weeks, and this also came up during the discussion in the portfolio committee and the consultations that came the public consultations. One of the questions that came was exactly when would you register or where would you register those terminations. And Professor Mtanga actually explained it very clearly that, you know, in South Africa, after the 24th week, for an example, it will be registered under the still there or the death.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to respond to the question of Honorable Donna in connection with the technical amendments. If you look at clause one, sometimes when it comes to these issues of cross-references, for instance, that one, in clause one, it refers to the Act of 1978. So sometimes we are so reluctant to just change the cross references, because we believe that we are not the lawmakers. So I think it was best for us to force this to the portfolio committee so that that amendment can be done. Unless in some instances some amendments are constitutional amendments, so which means they can be addressed, those ones. I think that one we have to come forward to the portfolio committee to change that one from 1978 to 2005.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I don't want to go into technicalities because I'll understand the maybe as a medical person, but I'll talk as an ordinary citizen of South Africa. If there is a problem, say a state with a pregnancy, it could be terminated, but the terminology used will be different from termination of pregnancy. It will be a disservice for me depending on the process that is being used to terminate that pregnancy. And as I indicated earlier, our act is actually very good in that it uses 20 weeks, but we know in medical terms we can argue from 20 to 24, like I indicated earlier, and some countries will go up to 26 weeks, where you technically say the termination of pregnancy as conceived under the ordinary term abortion. But beyond that, it will be a specific terminology that is used in the
Chair, I think that the type of question about the
opportunity.
that we cannot amend the event, but it's either to run support or against the situation.
Thank you,
Honorable
Chair. No additional amendments or amendments. Support or thank you very much, and for having so your time. Let's take 5 minutes break for members. And thanks also for the encouragement from the department. On page 3, the meeting stated that Chapman approved a new definition of disability, and this new definition excludes people with provisional disabilities and special restraints such as people in quarantine without a copy of the which one? The department stated that they are working towards reducing the funds. Something was like that. I think it's just the language gets every day of the
budget. Members inquired whether the head office
departments will be able to delegate some of these policies to other officials to be at the peer able to replace them. And then, I don't understand to the bottom of that question. The department stated that if 310 of the Principal Act makes provision for the Director General to delegate nay of his power, none or what is that nay of his power to end up between the department? I think there's a mistake. The last trip, the fourth one, Tuesday, 20th November. I think Morocco, page 1. Page 2. I think she was no more our member here. She was called in and out of the city.
All of them.
Yeah, so we have to delete.
The replacement, There's a meeting that she attended. I'm not sure among some of our.
Your name?
So I recall actually verify. There's a meeting she attended. I think we're dealing with the children's group.
Yeah. I'm sure maybe this week, this is the preparation for the funeral. I'm just thinking.
Did you never come to the funeral?
Stay true.
I'm going to go to the
funeral. Okay. Agreed? Fine. Thank you very much, honorable members. 4 sets of minutes have been adopted. Honorable members, there's an invitation for the police. To change that on the 22nd February. The Department of Health are inviting chapters and the police members. Can I ask for this members and those who be available to make some of them?
The Department of Health, national or provincial?
National.
It will be then.
Just be aware of those invitations.
This is Chairperson Indicators. This is a correspondence from the Ministry of Health. Subject, National Healthy Lifestyle Awareness Campaign Celebration. The Department of Health has embarked on a mass community-based healthy lifestyle campaign since 2014. To date, we have achieved a positive interest and have been recognized by various sectors and communities on the implementation of these campaigns. Although we have raised a positive awareness in the promotion of healthy lifestyles, we still have communities who are engaging daily in risky behaviors, such as unhealthy eating, physical inactivity, unsafe sexual behavior, smoking, and alcohol abuse. These dangerous unhealthy behaviors challenge the department to strengthen its health policies and legislation that are aimed to reduce diseases of lifestyle. It is therefore my pleasure to inform and invite the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, the Select Committee on Social Services, and the members of the committee to join the whole country in raising awareness and to celebrate the National Healthy Lifestyle Day. The details for the day are as follows: Day 22nd of February 2008, it's a Friday, I said.
Yes, my
Friday, yeah. The venue will be in Kwazulu Natal Province. At the time of this correspondence, the venue could not be confirmed yet. The time is from 7 o'clock to 3 o'clock that afternoon. Signed, Dr. M. E. Shabalala Ushima, Manasal Park.
I can volunteer, sir. No, I want to be part of the healthy lifestyle. Remember, I'm not smoking.
And I think, members, it's very important. They had a campaign here in Cape Town. That committee were not. We didn't attend, and others, somewhere in other provinces. So I think it's going to be important to support this campaign. That's the health committee, Honorable Sitona.
Let's have who else volunteer. I'm not going there, Chairperson. I've got prior engagement on that thing. Quite clear in my mind. But you want to be critical a little bit. You know, when you deal with communities, I was resisting the chief of the SOP. But if you go to Stellenbosch, that community, don't say you are going there to address problem of alcohol abuse because those people are drunk. They don't beat you. So don't say you are going there because people do not observe whatever, because they do that thing in private, you know, and they'll beat you up. They're raising your consciousness.
Thank you very much. In fact, we've got exposure. How do we put it when we go in terms of our budget? But I agree that just that volunteer to get how many people be able to go. So that I also can start making some arrangements. No, we want to close it today. Well, okay, Secretary will check.
It's the launch of the...
They are launching healthy lifestyle campaign starting from 7 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yes.
I want to advise quite upfront that whatever delegation that goes there must meet as part of confirming that they are attending there. Give the Honorable Minister their expectations. Because MPs are MPs. I remember in one community, people were invited, and they came there very empty.
On record or off
record? It's on record, because you recorded. I'm talking about real experience. People came back very angry. They said that they were invited. When they were there, they were not thinking as college students.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Well, personally, I don't mind if I'm not as college student. But I'm saying, really, it's important so that this meeting mustn't be bogged down. Our people, blah, 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 blah. That can you tell me about that delegation with the office of the minister? I think it will assist us a lot. Thank you.
We'll send their names, and it's important for members to be acknowledged in any meeting because they'll acknowledge everybody except the committee, and that was not for the first time. I think we raised the concern, and in other workshops, members walk out and go, and we had a problem because there was some identity. And they were aware that we were there because we confirmed and sent the names. They don't just go there without confirming the name. Thank you for that.
Another hand, how many people do you have?
So,
all
the
talkers
are not coming.
I will check on my program and I will inform the secretary after this meeting.
Because, yeah, thank you very much. Because this is 7 o'clock in the morning, it means the ritual has
over.
And then 6 o'clock you are at the match until 5 o'clock. No, the 7 o'clock is start. And then if we knock off late, we'll check whether we stay in the same night or the following morning. So those are the other logistics. Thank you very much. Honorable member.
I do not have any more bars. I came in on my only trip today. I left to come in on my only trip again on Friday. Do we need to do this meeting Thursday and Friday, or can we leave it over until next week?
No, okay. I take away your voices, the input. For the briefing.
I think we can also address it with the secretary because the NCOP when it's going to reach the provinces. And one thing, and you are saying not going to pay. Yours is stressing to save your traveling cost from where you are staying at the parliament.
The title is quite correct. I would like to have it with Lamula only. It takes long because the administrative that was there is very, very bad. You know, very bad, and we propose changes for that. But now we must have video claims to his old fans also to agree to him because he's in London. At least I have some little town or something.
And then from you, he just will need another father.
Where is that?
Of course. Okay, let's not discuss that.
Who's that? Ariko.
You know,
the fire.
But we are trying, but here we are trying.
Then you learn and see to help us.
Honorable members, let's hope by next week something will happen to them.
It will always be towards the end of the month.
No, end of the year.
Is it a voluntary? Is it when
yeah, voluntary.
When a neighbor gives you, decide to invite you for a sample, that doesn't mean that every day you must come. I'm telling you, because this thing is rising, and the DA is rising, and I must say it on record. That our ministers and our departments are wasting taxpayers' money on expensive diets. The thing was on television saying that thing, no? So we must be cautious, and I'm speaking here as an NC
member.
We must be very cautious, not to make certain things. When we get out here, we make political point scoring statements about this. On record, I think it's very, very fundamental.
I'm not going to allow you to talk, but when we return in time, they'll see whether they put up in or not. Because we only request from the Department of Health, Social Development, and Home Affairs. If one gives us them, it's okay. But I'm so okay. If they are not there, members will go to CNA with their proposition.
How
rich so great.
But here, just for the last year, I told that those diaries, mid-year, I don't want them to speak about it. They have so many diaries that they can distribute, and only if they have me, that if I'm asking, I would love to marry me. I already bought me one.
I know, okay, before giving over to Mr. Tetson, I've got a draft program with the secretary here, but we're not going to adopt it because it's just a skeleton. But I just want to tell you by next week what will be happening. We have done today the 22nd, on the 4th, it will be Monday. And I know Monday is a constituency day. This was a request from Baba Masang, Wendy Masang, to say we must. Thank you. On the 4th, it will be a final mandate on this bill we dealt with today. The 4th is Monday. And if it will be, it's either a statement of the case, it must be 3 days after the final mandate, on the 7th. So I don't know whether we'll talk in our next meeting on the 4th, where is the statement of the case. So that we reach the deadline in October, in February the 18th. Now, on the 5th, the Tuesday, after the 4th and the 5th, our meeting there on Tuesday, because on the 7th, on the 4th, it will be a special meeting on Monday. We apologize to the constituency to it. We'll be reviewing. Are we not going to give all the members this opinion for filling and capitation done by Honorable members, let's go through this document to get the opinion of this. So then on the 5th, we will review the submission receipt on the filling and capitation amendment here, and also review legal opinion. I mean, those submissions, we had a happy theory. We never review them. And then we also review this and come up with some conclusions before having the workshop, because I think the next item will be a workshop, the 2019. Then after that workshop on film and publication, we will proceed with our finalization of this thing. I'm now going to hand over to Professor Olo to brief us on his next progress. Or do you have any
the two issues? Are you saying Chaperson, the legal counsel will be coming to meet us? Or Ariko will be bringing us? I suspect it says Ariko.
No.
Okay. No, I was asking the doctor because I refer to the document. It's confusing, you know. They keep on referring to his cases and those. They are comparing apples to grapes in those things. And it's not clear exactly what then becomes the conclusion of that legal counsel. If you can invite that person, maybe it will be more clear when he explains. And you ask yourself, what has it got to do with this? Although he keeps on quoting the issue of the freedom of press and expression and all those things, but he still does not come to a conclusion. I suspect maybe he was not given the proper terms of reference. What it is that he might actually give an opinion on? Well, that's my my opinion. So if you can be brought in so that then he properly explains the conclusion. Yeah. But it's not our money, Father. So you can come and give his opinion.
Yes, it wouldn't make sense really to talk to that document. I agree with you. quite, very complex, very complex. Without that person coming here and being interrogated, because we cannot as well and critically agree with it without engaging it. So the issue of the court and whatever, somebody will have to dance for the music. For me, it doesn't make sense. You can't sanction somebody, you can't appoint a consultant to write the paper. It's like appointing somebody in America and give you that paper. You cannot even ask him, what do you mean by this? I think it should be part of the contract, whether you come and engage with the court. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, Chair. Now, I remember to actually remember that last year we did a discussion on stage. We wanted to have public hearings on special schools. This decision of the Arise Act, after we had gone out to the Boko and other provinces and found that it seems public, I mean, special schools are not provided for in terms of resources in a manner they are supposed to. So we then said that there's a need for public hearing in all the provinces to try to get a feel as to what is the situation in relation to public to this kind of schools in all the provinces, so that we can be able to come up with a report and have education the NCOP highlight the plight of this type of school in the country, and have the department in the current provinces there and we get some commitment on those problems. Now, we had to postpone that because it was already late in the year last year, and we said we're going to do that in when we open. We are therefore suggesting, because the problem of time, we are therefore suggesting that we divide ourselves into two groups. One group concentrates on three provinces and the other on three provinces. Because if these are public hearings, we think that it will take a group, for instance, in one room in the middle of 5 hours or 6 hours, just a little, and from there travel. So we have grouped these provinces.
What?
Eastern Cape and Western Cape. That group will start in KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, and this region. I think that group will have to travel by plane because, you know, the distance is about a few, you know. But one day, in KwaZulu-Natal, at the end of the day, fly to the next province. And the following day, do work in that province. At the end of the day, fly to another province. Do the work in that province. And then we, on Wednesday, end of Wednesday, we are finished. The other group we go to, we take Gauteng, the Northwest, Gauteng, Northern Cape, and the 15th. Those ones can actually use a road transport. from Gauteng, or we can start wherever, I don't know. You know, we can start.
We'll be starting from Gauteng.
We can start in Gauteng, go to Christchurch, from Christchurch go to the Northern Cape. Or start fly to the Northern Cape. Maybe it's better to start in the Northern Cape. Northern Cape comes back to Christchurch and in the Gauteng. What should we get? Can be able to disperse to like Chipara, wherever they want to go to.
But they have to come to Paris.
Not everybody. Come to Paris. You say it's under ship. So, the groups are divided as follows. The group that will go to Monday, let's keep Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 28, 29, this year. Which Tuesday?
To be on the same school trip.
And when you fly to Eastern Cape, you fly back to Cape Town.
So,
I will use this app on the Monday and the Wednesday.
Monday?
Yeah. And, yeah, I will go and let other cabs.
How do I get
there
on Monday? Where do I fly?
You fly to the Monday, let's from there, let's fly to the other place, which is where we're going to, on Sunday.
A judgment was made that compels the department to take care of our special schools and provide everything. Now that's what I'm saying, unless our terms of references are clear what it is that is. Because then you may find with that judgment. The minute they see us, there'll be more expectations. That's how we bring this big truck coming to deliver whatever it is that was required. I don't mean like physically, but there'll be expectations. Once you have such hearing. So, Mr. Jefferson, we need to really think through. Yeah. You know, Englishman, concretely. So that then, when we have these public hearings, it's clear what it is that we're looking for out of these public hearings. Also, bearing in mind that judgment that was made for the department to make sure that schools are also treated on par with like all ordinary schools, they must not be segregation or my generation pattern has been provided with everything. Now you find, I think we've been in one school, we were in God, I think, of a special school, where they probably indicated what other things you do, like crisis, nurses, what not. To say, what extent do some of these things have financial implications? So some people would have said, ever going to have the people are coming to provide us with many things. We must be sure which we map out a clear plan, then how does the department handle these things and everything. So we raise a lot, then we put a note at the back of our mind. With already judgment has been made and we go there to have public hearings, see now what then becomes our role, if not our step, but ensuring that the provision of services for specialized schools is taken care of.
Yeah. Well, before you come
to
the
people that are living in the city, every particular area, we specify.
use your target audience. Who are invited? Those kind of things are very fundamental. But as you represent, this is a gentle outside of the system. So, we will have to proceed with this thing. With all the considerations, in boomeranging the people, hopefully, some folks can accept with no consequences. Where is the key in Kota's program? That we may not be able to. I think we will come.
And how well we should find for the public problems in the area. Because we really there, and we have to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And the whole day is the top of the public area. It's not the concern of the area. There's a greater sense of value for us. Is it the government of the day? Is it the concern of our story? Or is it just another story? And I want to know, for people who have special needs and special special problems, and we also need to see our judges after the situation we want to do. They are in ideas, to give them money to buy the accommodation that they need, but it's short.
The Eastern Cape has taken a degree, but it's with minor aims, or full grasp people that have some minor deformities. The Eastern Cape was saying, I agree with, in the spirit of the inclusive school. But these children must go to normal school, and they will be taught there in normal school. Where is it possible? You see, don't school some of them, and then teach them instruction to talk and talk the school that those people are provided for there where they are in school. This is a thing that we do. We are not talking about a situation where they've got real physically able kids or mentally, you know, that kind of thing. It doesn't talk about this. School is a target to me, but maybe they have it. The government members can say, if you want them to keep it the same for the government, then not the same for the intention for now or what kind of thing.
In light of what you are saying, I'm not even implied by the department to make schools even accessible for children with disabilities. Now, it will be unfair, Secretary, to want to focus specifically on these special schools that need psychiatrists and physiotherapists and whatever, while you leave out those that actually can be made to be accessible. Like if a person is on a wheelchair or using his crutches, that person can go to a normal school. But then, essentially, would be our public parents, Secretary, we may find some parents, they feel, my child cannot attend that mainstream school. I want my child to attend this specialized school. Because I believe in that normal school, I was going to have a wheelchair and I'm not going to do it. So, that's why we need to really think through when we have these public parents, what it is that we focus on. Because you will also get a barrage of other things that you're not aware of. Of course, there will be an eye-opener. Which is, to what extent can you also deal, you know, integrate? I mean, we're dealing with children too. What we actually been complaining with, why do we specifically want to marginalize children with disabilities? And yet they are children. So, meaning, but it's broader. But I'm a special as well. I may not be able to see in the board. It means I need some special type of a situation in the area. So, your terms of references when you do that, and even the people that have been invited, I think we need to think through. So that then we're able to outline it in our time with now with love and then back home with that.
No, I hear you. We are starting here, we are saying now. We are doing special schools. Right? But in schools, if there are other things that you want to do, and in these, we have been doing so many things about schools. If you want to do something else, we have always raised the question like, how much schools not being compatible with for instance, kids who can walk and all the things. We have raised issues with schools, for instance, which cannot accommodate great art. Because the trainers and all the interpreters, all the people. But I am saying, there are too many issues to raise in school. But we can't do them at the same time. For now, we have identified this niche that you are saying, this is what we're going to do for now. And then anything else, we're still going to talk about the program of the year and the like, we can look at any other thing in the program. A lot of my other things, yes.
Thank you.
The number today is that for schools of admission, you draw over group than under group. You draw over provide than under provide, especially that they are empty. They need to be more care than ordinary children. So there's a need, I think, for us to go there, to have this report, and be able to talk to the department, and something in there. You all have that information for which you are going to school, but you don't have a positive report to say, this is what the schools are saying the best, and this is what they think they need to be able to operate on that. That's what you want to know.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other
questions? I don't think there's a difference about whether we go there or not. There are people like other issues here that are communicating every year. They will talk to them. But some of the issues here are not just people they are. Some advocacy, good issues are not. That are recognized by the same people that we are supposed to. And we will have to decide whether or not we need to get a new worker for life. They're taking up the cause of the nuclear environment. We never like them. I don't like them. But the people that are representing like that, so I'm saying, if you come out of this piece, you really can't start, I have no time to get to find that again, through themselves. But other details, maybe it comes from the people that are representing like that. But there's no disagreement about the problem. We all have
to say. My name is I already upset with our same community much as far as this thing.
The city, keep rolling, keep pulling. How am I crying in a car? That's what Eddie
tells
me.
City.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. To communicate with members as to how they will solve their own
problems. Where is the new
secretary? He's not here, he's around.
It's a man.
It's a he here.
It's another man.
On our behalf, we all know that the friend is
not only in the club. I don't think there's any body in the club that will oppose us. And then it is officially the same. I think we did a right thing. We cannot talk about killing the guy. We cannot have Congress talk about killing the guy. I'm a good killing the guy. We're talking about it.